stand by already.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Waiting on this file to open. I love when this happens at times, but no.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, all right, stand up. We're back to Neil Haley's show on the Author's Corner segment. And, you know, I think about educators and I think about missions. And one of the missions I would definitely say is to educate and empower people in all areas of life. And one of those is definitely involving teaching kids to read, learn math, the SAT. Well, my guest is definitely like that in so many ways. So I'm excited to welcome to the program author Lynn Morgan of Crackers. You really want to smash, as I said in my 90-day goal I said on Facebook today about my working out, smash literacy, to basically have the opportunity so that more and more kids can read. Lynn, how are you?
Oh, thank you, Neil. I'm fine. And yes, I would love to have more children read than they do because, as you know, literacy is such a problem in our country, not just in our country, but also in the world. And did you know that third grade was actually a pivotal year where if students cannot read by the third grade, they will drop out of school at some point, and that is so sad.
And that's so true, and that's really scary. And then that's when a lot of them end up in maybe special education. They fall far behind. They feel that they can't do much. They don't go into a very technical kind of career, and they are the ones that get taken advantage of because they don't understand how to read and the importance of reading, Lynn. So tell me a little bit about your background. You're a teacher that kind of came up with this mission, and then it involves Crackers as well. So I kind of want to go and delve into, first of all, this of your background and your mission and how your mission started.
All right. Well, as you said, I have been a teacher for 30 years. I am now retired. And by the way, I hail from Pennsylvania. Outside of Pittsburgh, Penn Hills High School is where I attended high school, and then I went back and I taught there. Married my husband from Grove City College, another Pennsylvania school. And as we went around, because he was in the Navy at the beginning of our marriage, so I taught, and actually I was a Spanish teacher and wrote a program for teaching Spanish to elementary age children, grades 3 through 6. And that's how I met my third graders. And that's when I realized how pivotal third grade was. And I decided after I retired that I would write a book about a dog named Crackers. And I laughed because he was the dog that helped me raise my family, my husband and I. And he was such a wonderful dog. He was funny. And he was lovable and very popular in our neighborhood. All the Bryan Road, we lived on Bryan Road, and all the Bryan Road kids fell in love with Crackers. Well, third graders loved Crackers, too, because, everybody loves a puppy to begin with.
Exactly,
and then
yeah.
Crackers, he was the kind of dog, Neil, that you could identify with in the sense that he really did try to do the right thing, but there were times when he would mess up, as we say, and the children could identify with him, and they loved to hear the stories about him.
And so these stories started, Lynn, a long time ago, Crackers, then, for sure, right?
That's right.
How many years ago? Yeah. How many years
ago? Oh, my goodness.
Lynn?
I'm saying it was in the 70s when we got Crackers. And yes, it was in the 70s, and there were no leash laws in the 70s. So Crackers would run from our house over the hill to the elementary school without a leash because there were no leash laws, and I would let him out when he wanted to go out. And he would always go visit our children, his family, who was out at recess. And one day they had brought their lunches, their little brown bag lunches out, because they were going directly to lunch after recess. And so he messed up because he, of course, wanted to get into those lunch bags, which he did, and he shook to the left and shook to the right, and out fell a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he ate that, and then there was the bag that had the ham and cheese in it, and that was even better. And then he got arrested. The dog catcher came, and they took him away. And when I read this story to children, I had one little boy who burst into tears because he did not want crackers to be arrested. So I had to quickly explain that he was let go pretty quick.
Wow, again, we're talking to author Lynn Morgan of Crackers. Her mission absolutely is to smash literacy, to end up helping childhood literacy starting in third grade. So that early in the process, Lynn, you did that. So when did you write your first book? You're telling these stories to kids to help them literacy back in the 70s. So tell us that journey of when you wrote the first book from that. Did you already have a book in mind at that point in time?
Actually, no. If I had any book in mind, which I don't think I did, it would have probably been about crackers. But, you know, in the 70s, literacy wasn't as bad as it is now. So after I retired, I honestly had no time to write a book. I don't know how you do what you do, but raising my family, I just felt I had to work, come home, grade those papers. And so it wasn't until the 200s, around the year 200, that I mean 2000, that I wrote my first book. And that book was called Crackers, and that was very well received. So I wrote Crackers FBI because my husband was in the FBI, retired now, and did take crackers with him on a surveillance one time. And I want to tell you that the only story in the whole, there were three series. There's a series of three books, and the only one story that is not true is that one, because I made crackers out to be an elite member of the FBI dog squad. So that really did not happen, but all the other stories did. And the third book is about my grandchildren's dogs. And we have a golden retriever who's the sweetest thing. We have Black Jack, the black lab, and he's a little bit of a bully, so Crackers has to try to teach him some good manners. And then we have Rascal, who is a mixed breed dog. He was a rescue dog, just like Crackers was a rescue dog. So those are my three books at the moment.
Wow, Lynn. So your books, how are they different? Especially when you said your goal is looking at third graders. You're looking at third graders and how you can improve their reading ability, especially when that's a pivotal year. It starts the process of reading to understand in third grade. Tell us specifically enough how these books might be different compared to other children's book authors.
Okay, they are definitely geared to third grade. And the way they're different, I believe, is I have tried very hard to have little, what would I call them, little morals in each chapter that the children can learn from. It's nothing that pulls you away from the book or that would, you know, sometimes bore children. They don't want to always be told what to do. But just a little something in each of the chapters that helps the child to realize, oh, well, this happened, and that was good. And Crackers behaved this way. After he did the wrong thing, he realized what he did, and he made up for it. Things like that, Neil.
Wow. Very, very interesting. Again, we're talking to author Lynn Morgan of Crackers on the Neil Haley Show. And I think gearing it to third grade, and I'm sure when you've written this, you're thinking of it as a teacher writing it so that, you know, specific vocabulary is involved, understanding specific things, understanding the beginning, middle, and end of a story. All those things are put into place in your books. Right.
Yes, and I should tell you, I probably should have told you earlier, Neil, each chapter, these are probably the third grader's very first chapter books. So each chapter is separate from the other. They all are stories about Crackers, his family, other dogs, and so forth. And the children grow. Our daughters, our three daughters, grow from the first book, of course, to being mothers of the kids in the third book, because it's my grandchildren's stories there. So, yes, and I might say that Crackers FBI is a little more advanced than the first book. And then the third book, I think, is the same as the first book. But there are third grade books, basically. And, of course, the children who know how to read can read them, as well as I'm hoping that the children who can't read yet will be so interested that they will read and that they will have someone read to them. I do spend time going from school to school in my vicinity and reading to the children, because I enjoy that so much as well.
All right, Lynn, so where can people purchase your book? Definitely we have to have a conversation off air about, you know, specifically getting these books in many different schools, especially with that goal of literacy for you and that passion to help eliminate the literacy rate, the problems of people that are not reading. So where's the best place we can find info on you, Lynn? Where can we go?
Well, my books are on Amazon, and I also have a website. I guess the easiest one to remember is www.crackersfbi.com. Another one is www.crackersomorgan.com. And of course, Crackers is spelled Crackers. I also have an email, which is for our three daughters, whose names are Stephanie, Kendall, and Laura. And that email is stekela@comcast.net.
Well, fantastic, Linda. Thanks for calling. Definitely, we will be in touch to talk about things, because you have a really good mission, a Pittsburgh person. That's really cool about teaching at Penn Hills. I wonder what year you were teaching at Penn Hills, and if they were our big rival in the White Oak Athletic Association Basketball League back in the 1990 era. It was a lot earlier, but I remember those rivalries with Penn Hills, and I tutored a kid that ended up is playing now for the Oakland Raiders from Vegas, the Vegas Raiders. I guess did they change the name? I think it's this year is Las Vegas. I lose track of these things. But I appreciate you calling, Linda, and we'll definitely catch up, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Neil. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks again. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment. All right. I will be in touch. I'm going to put you in screener for a second. The Neil Haley Show in the Total Celebrity segment, and I just love this guest. And I always wanted to have a guest from The Office. And when it happened, we had such a great conversation about EIS Abroad, that we talked about The Office, all these different things, different projects we were talking about. I talked about also one of the big things I love is one of the shows that she was on as a school crossing guard. But I'm excited to welcome the program actress Kate Flannery. We all remember her, Meredith from The Office. We're going to talk about her new Hulu comedy series, All Night. Kate, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I want to jump right into this, Kate, and this is really interesting. I thought, you know what, I asked you almost every question I knew about The Office, and I said, I don't want to repeat myself. So I went to your fans. I have groups I join that I share all my content to based on the genre. And The Office Addicts, I went and asked a question. What question would you ask Kate about The Office? And I got 40 or 50 comments, tons of likes, and I said, okay, I'm going to pick two questions. And the first one's really funny. That's kind of like a really thought-provoking one about The Office, but the other one is just like a general one. So let's go. Here's the question. Where do you see Meredith 5 years later if there was a documentary?
four and a half years sober? No, I'm sorry, that's an old joke from The Office. Not too different. I think, maybe she has a real relationship with that guy she's dancing with at Dwight and Angela's wedding. that's a little something to look for if you watch the finale. But I think I feel like Meredith is really I don't think she struggles with like the next level of life, and also she was getting her PhD, so which we learned another thing in the finale. But I still think I still think she'd be drinking and partying for sure. I'm working at Dunder Mifflin as long as they'd have her.
Exactly, if it still stayed open, right? Because what are paper companies now? Obsolete. So who knows what that would happen, and that documentary would be a lot of fun. And here's a really just a funny question. Did you really lick hand sanitizer?
I did, but they doctored it. It was not regular hand sanitizer. They made it with clear gelatin and club soda for the bubbles. So don't try this at home.
Well, again, we're talking to Kate Flannery. We all remember her and Meredith from The Office. We're talking about the new Hulu comedy series All Night. So what I'm going to give a call to action, because we're going to share this in every office group, is for all the fans of Kate to watch this show. So tell us about All Night. And I love your character.
All Night is
it's a
high school comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Funny. I didn't know that. I play the principal of a high school. It's the day of their graduation, and they are locked in the school. It's their grad night, the grad night dance. They have to give up their phones, and they can't leave the school. If they leave, they can't get back in. And it's just the last night for these kids to kind of, hang out and bond before they go on to the next phase of their life. And I'm basically the human buzzkill. I'm Principal Saperstein. So I'm monitoring everybody and trying to...
Yeah, did you study principles to prepare for this character?
I have a lot of principles. No, I'm just kidding. a little bit. I mean, I understand the insanity that goes in with trying to control the uncontrollable and trying to just keep a lid on hormonal teenagers that don't want to listen to you. the writing was really good too, I have to say. It's really fun. A lot of the actors that play the high school kids are former Disney Channel actors and Nickelodeon actors.
Oh, really?
Allie Grant, who used to be Anna Gasteyer's daughter on Suburgatory, is one of the main kids. It's really well done. They're very talented, and the whole season takes place in one night. So I couldn't gain an ounce of weight. We had to keep looking the same.
Wow, see, that's so cool. I mean, I think that's really a cool idea because in our high school years that we don't want to go on to what we're going to do in our lives next. And we love our friends and everything. But to take phones away from them, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You can't take my phone ever away from me, Kate. And you're telling me you had to go ahead and do this for these kids? And so I'm sure, responded well to that, didn't they?
Right. It was pretty tough. So there was a lot of, a lot of policing, a lot of monitoring, a lot of trying to, get people to just stick to the rules. And also, the thing about high school is that the stakes are so high. Everything's so important when you're in high school. It's, your heart gets broken. Whatever happens, like the highs are too high, the lows are too low. You don't forget anything. And I feel like that's the thing. If you're a kid, you'll love this. If you're not a kid, I mean, anybody that went to high school is going to relate to this on some level.
Again, we're talking to Kate Flannery of Hulu's comedy series All Night on The Neil Haley Show. And it's great to be part of these streaming services, I'm sure, Kate, because the fact is they're all really doing well. So it's
I'm hearing from people that have already watched, you know, they watched it immediately when it just started streaming last week. So it hasn't even been a week that it's been available. So, it's exciting. And I feel like, you know, this is such a new era because, you know, you can binge almost anything now, but you usually have to wait. That's the nice thing about Hulu and Netflix. You can just kind of dive right in.
Well, I'm going to come up with a crazy question. What if Meredith met the school crossing guard from American Housewives and the principal, you three together? How would that conversation go?
I see a fist fight. So those are three very different personalities. I will say I loved playing Crossing Guard Sandy with Katie Mixon on
awesome.
American Housewives. What a fun show. There's talk that I might be back. I hope so. You might have to write your congressman.
I hope so, too. They keep saying you're in trouble, Kate. That's what they say in the show right now.
Yes, they do.
Something happened to you.
I know. I know. They mentioned I was out, and then, Dietrich had to take my place for a while. Yeah, it's so funny. That's a really fun show, though. I love it. I did one episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm so excited that they're going to be on NBC. I played Mean Marge, the head of the sanitation department. So fun.
So put all those people together, Kate. Four of them. What would happen then? A brawl would break out, right?
I think the TV would explode. Television, as we know it, would never be the same. It would be nuts. You know, I mean, it's interesting because I feel like Meredith is one of those people that always makes a mess. She just makes a mess. And then I feel like Principal Saperstein is the one that, you know, she cleans up messes. So I'm kind of playing the opposite.
All right, so here's the big thing, Kate, for people. People need to definitely tune into Hulu. Is there any other projects you're promoting right now, Kate, you want to bring up that are happening?
Yeah, I'm going to be touring with Jane Lynch at Christmas time. We've been touring for the last 4 years. We did a Christmas album, and we're going to be doing a Christmas tour, and I'm pretty sure we're going to be in Pittsburgh this Christmas, probably early December. And we're also playing the Carlisle Hotel in New York City. So that's going to be a blast. So if you get a chance, Jane's the best. And our Christmas album, you can buy it now if you want. It's called A Swingin' Little Christmas. And it has like 10, Christmas carols that we all grew up with and then 5 original songs. And it's a blast. I also am on a new Cartoon Network show called OKKO. It's for kids. I play KO's mom. OKKO, Let's Be Heroes, that's what it's called. So that's been really, really fun. We've been doing it for a couple of years. It finally started airing this year. It takes a while for animation.
So, Kate, is there a chance we can get a television interview when you come into Pittsburgh? We'll have to reach out to your team and see that happens.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
And
I hope so.
Or hopefully get to see the show for sure. So I'll definitely reach out to your team, but I appreciate it. Best place, again, we can follow you all social media channels and just go into your fan clubs because you have such huge fan clubs for sure, Kate. And I appreciate you coming on.
You're so sweet.
All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Take care. Thanks again. I hope to see you in December.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Kate. I hope so too. All right.
Bye.
See you later. All right. Bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.